The Federal Subsistence Board's special action last month limits moose and caribou hunting on federal lands and game management units 13A and B to federally qualified rural subsistence hunters. In a letter to the board, Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang says the state is the principal manager of the area's Nelchina caribou herd and strongly opposes the action. Rick Green is a special assistant to the commissioner.
We look at it as unnecessary biologically. There's no biological concern for the species on which people are hunting. And in our opinion, it's against their authority and illegal.
This closure was not related to conservation in any way, but it was closed for reasons of public safety and continuation subsistence uses.
Lisa Moss, acting policy coordinator for the Federal Office of Subsistence Management, says the closure resulted from local subsistence hunters' concerns about overcrowding in the popular road-accessible area.
People are shooting towards one another, shooting over people's heads, and there are a lot of complaints about disruption of hunts.
Moss says the action falls within Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act stipulations. ANILCA gives rural Alaskans a subsistence priority on federal lands, but the 1980 law also recognizes state authority to manage wildlife. The closed area is part of where a state youth hunt for Nelchina caribou opened August 1st, and ADF&G Commissioner Vincent Lang cites ANILCA in calling the closure a, quote, unjustified intrusion into state management rights. His special assistant, Green, says a lawsuit is among avenues being looked at.
Right now, the state is exploring options to challenge this. Legal could be part of it. Yeah, we're exploring all options right now.
The closed area is 627 square miles, or less than 3% of Game Management Unit 13. And Bureau of Land Management Glen Allen Field Office Manager Marnie Graham emphasizes that the closure is very specific.
Only pertains to lands that are open for federal subsistence currently. So not all federal public lands in Units 13A and B are closed. And the closure only applies to the taking of moose and caribou.
Graham says that means the areas remain open to all public uses, including hunting of other species, trapping, camping, and hiking. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.